But come up short again for the second day in a row. What an effort. What an effort by Tennessee, though. You got to tip your cap to those kids, man. They played really hard. Bino filling in for Hatfield today. Tony Basilio, welcome you to another edition of Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Tennessee loses today 69-65. Smartway Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. The Vols now 0-2 in the Maui Gym Invitational Tournament. Tennessee falls to 1-3 on the young season. And Tennessee loses 69-65 today in overtime. Played really, 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 really well. Really well today. We'll get some numbers here. 865-200-5402. Mostella fouls out. 22 points, only played 25 minutes in the game. 22 points in 25 minutes. And if it's not for Mostella, Tennessee is probably out of that thing early. But he played really well. The rest of the team played very well as well. And if you want to get in, 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. Bino De Great, welcome in, brother. Your thoughts on what we saw from our basketball volunteers. I'd say it was a pretty freaking great effort from them.
You know, Tony, we're 0-2 here in Maui, but
yeah.
It's been about as encouraging an 0-2 as you can have.
I agree.
For a young, small basketball team, this team's really well coached.
Yep,
and they defend really well to be so young and so small.
Mark Griffin coming up. He's at the event. And so the former Vol hoopster who will join us all during the year on the Tony Basilio Show, and also on these extra programs as we do them. I want to thank everybody that's joining us on the app. And Admiral Schofield today was suspended due to disciplinary problems today, Bino, and they really could have used him.
Yeah, they could have used his strength over there, Tony. You know, Oregon was so big, contested just about everything that we tried to do down underneath.
Yeah.
And with Alexander in foul trouble, we didn't have that rim protector, except I thought Fulkerson did a good job
yeah.
in his stead.
You know, I tease some people about him in the interim, but I got to say this. I'm pretty impressed with him, what I've seen so far. And I'm also very impressed with the way Tennessee played today. So I tip my cap to them. If you want to get in with us, 865-200-5402. Bino, other thoughts on what you saw today? And again, our number is 865-200-5402. Another observation is that I think our backcourt's a little better than I thought we would be.
Yeah, I agree, Tony. We had way too many turnovers today.
Yes.
Lamonte Turner's been good, and this was without Bone in there.
That's right.
I thought Lamonte Turner was good today. I like Bowden. I think he can give us some outside shooting.
Mm-hmm.
This team has more bodies. I didn't know if we had more players. But we do. I think it's going to give Barnes an opportunity to run so many people in there that at the very least we're going to defend at a high level for all 40 minutes.
Yeah, the issue is going to be who's going to score. Because if you look at it today in the game, Williams has 3, Hubs has 6, and Hubs is a senior, just got to do more than that. He had 6 points and 5 turnovers in 31 minutes, Bino, to go with 8 rebounds. 3 of 7 from the field. I mean, the guy just has to do more than that. Alexander, I mean, you'd expect him to struggle a little bit in a game like that, and he only played 7 minutes in the game. Bowden, 9 points. Excellent job by him as he goes 3 of 11, shooting the ball too much from 3-point land. He was 1 of 7 from 3-point land, but you know, this team is going to be what they are, which is to say they're going to be able to hang in some games like this if some guys can score. And then they're going to get blown out of games like this if guys can't score. That's one of the reasons why I talk about the importance of recruiting better players. You saw that in the last two games. I mean, that All-American hit that three-pointer when the time came, Bino. And, you know, when we watched Bruce Pearl basketball all those years, that's the way the cookie's going to crumble. I mean, somebody's got to score for these guys. Somebody has to score for these guys for them to be effective. And Fulkerson is really impressive from that standpoint. He's got to feel very good about himself. He played some excellent competition, a long team today, and went out there and put up 12 points to go with 10 boards, to go with 2 assists, and he only turned the ball over one time in 37 minutes. Now, you're not going to get a better day out of a guy like that. I mean, I thought that was a really impressive showing for him.
Yeah, when he gets a little strength, Tony, where he can anchor down underneath, where he can shoot a little half hook or something like that down underneath. He does all of the blue collar stuff really well already. You can tell he's a really good, a really well schooled basketball player. It's just a matter of him getting strong enough.
865-200-5402 is our number if you want to get in with us. Love to get your thoughts as we're wide open for you. After Tennessee is victorious today, this is our first Smartway Garza Law Firm Tennessee basketball overtime of the year, as we'll be doing this throughout the season intermittently. And if this team continues to play the way they are, we'll be doing it more than I thought we would, because this team is better than I thought they would be. So that said, other things that stand out in the box score, Bino, the Vols turn the ball over. You already mentioned that 25 times, but with their defensive effort, they held a rather potent Oregon team. At least they were thought to be potent. Now, they struggled last night against Georgetown, same way. I mean, they had Bino in the first half last night under 20 points. They went to the 16-minute mark last night, the third TV timeout, and had 17 points. So, for whatever reason, they had trouble throwing it in the ocean. Now, one of two things either happened over there in Hawaii. We played two teams that are overrated, or we're better than people thought we were. And well, I don't know which one. I don't pretend to know which one is game yet.
We defended and rebounded much better. I believe there's a little bit of both of those in there, Tony. I don't think that we saw either Wisconsin or Oregon on top of their game.
Right.
But it could be that we're good enough defensively that we're going to make teams have to kind of scuffle to get there. The thing that I was more impressed with is that we did not get killed on the boards in either game the way that I thought that we would. Matter of fact, we out-rebounded Oregon. I don't remember about Wisconsin, but we were in the neighborhood with them, and I thought that's an area we would get killed in both games.
Yeah, let's look at some of the numbers in the game. For Tennessee in the game, they finished with 65 points, or 21 of 56 from the field. They shoot 37%. They shoot 5 of 22 from three-point land. Too many three-point attempts. In fact, I didn't like going for three at the end of the game there. In my mind, the way we should have played 3-2, I think, Bino.
I agree.
I don't like that approach, but whatever. I mean, if you're gonna settle for a three, get a good three. Don't get an off balance three from the top of the wing. But that's just me. Tennessee 37% from the field, 22% from 3-point land. Tennessee 5 of 22 from 3-point land. It's too much. Too many 3-pointers. From the line, the Vols get to the line 24 times, shoot 75%, 18 of 24, 42 boards in the game, 9 assists, 25 turnovers, and almost lived to tell about it. Generally, you turn the ball over 25 times, combined with 37% shooting, you're going to get blown out. But they
I don't know how many points they had off turnovers, Tony. I know at one time early in the second half they had like 16 points.
I'll get you some of that.
Off of our turnovers.
Yeah. Points off turnovers. I'll get you some of that.
But the three-point thing, Tony, and I agree with you, I just wonder what this team's going to be able to do against teams that play a zone any amount of time other than shoot a three-pointer. I don't know what our other options are, because Alexander's not really an option.
No.
And they're going to knock Fulkerson around. Yep. I don't know that he's an option. So I don't know what you're going to do against the zone other than try to shoot over the top of it with this team.
That's why I'm advocating recruiting a higher caliber of player, but enough of that. I'll say this. Points off turnovers today for Tennessee, they got 19. Oregon got 24 points. off of our turnovers, which is really the difference in the game. They got 24 points off 25 turnovers. It was a game where both teams struggled to play offense. Both teams struggled to play cohesively, offensively. And it was a game that only featured, Beano, believe it or not, four lead changes. Though the game went into overtime, the game was only tied for 7 minutes. Oregon had the lead in the game, 29 minutes and 55 seconds, and Tennessee almost stole one. And almost stole one. 865-200-5402. If you want to get in with us today, we are live with you today at TonyBasilio.com, also on the app at Periscope. And if you want to jump in with us, we'd love to hear from you. 865-200-5402 is our number. Let's get as many folks in here as humanly possible, and we'll start with our first call. Mark Griffin, by the way, coming up from the aisle himself. Let's get our first call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, what's going on, brother? It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, welcome in.
Hey, man, it was good to hear you jump on here. I've been checking to see, and I knew you well, man. I knew you'd give them a kudos for playing hard and jump on here, man. I appreciate you doing that. What about John Fulkerson today?
Yep.
With a double-double, led the team in minutes. I'm sure you've already went into that, or you will. That kid goes in there and knows what Coach wants. He wants rebounds, and he took some ill-advised threes, and I noticed that Coach lets him do that. I'm agreeing with you and Beano both. We've got to probably find a way to kind of reel that in, but there's something that Barnes is doing. I can't believe I'm saying that, giving Barnes heads up. There's something he's doing that's different, man. I like for us to be able to stay in the game the way we did. The stats, like you said, to listen to them, you would think that we were blown out. To shoot 5 of 22 from three-point land, to have that many turnovers, to have Schofield, think about that, to have Bone and Schofield both not in the game. I don't know, man. It seemed like Barnes, he was coaching today.
No, he did a nice job of last year's team. My frustration with him in the offseason is not that he can't coach. He's a Hall of Fame basketball coach. My frustration is, go get some players.
Recruiting, yeah.
Hey, if you combine some players with that effort you had out there today, you'd have yourself a fantastic team.
Come on. And I'm going to jump off and listen, as they all say, but what about our boy Billy Boy Walton there? Has he been in the clouds or what, brother?
Wow.
He's enjoying some Maui Scowie.
Maui Scowie and mescaline for Bill Walton. I wonder how much acid Bill Walton has dropped in the last week.
Love you, brother.
Thank you. Good talking to you.
I don't hear him much because he does so many late games.
Right.
And I actually enjoyed it a little bit just simply because it's like you said, it was commentating on acid. It was kind of like sitting up in the stands with one of your buddies.
Yesterday he went on a riff about how Tennessee, Jed, Bonnaroo, this, that, and the other. I mean, when the man starts talking about Bonnaroo, come on, man. Let's go with that. Yeah, he's funny.
He said Schofield was out for crimes against human decency.
I love him. At one point in the second half, he goes, "Where's Mostella? How come he isn't taking a shot?" And that Roxy Bernstein guy goes, "Billy's on the bench." He goes, "That's what I'm talking about. You can't shoot from the bench. You can't shoot from the bench." He did a Davy Crockett. He said, "We need Davy Crockett to get in there and rebound." Alvin York, he got an Alvin York. But yesterday he talked about Bonnaroo like three or four times. You know the guy's been hiring a kite at Bonnaroo. You know he has.
Oh, yeah.
And he's probably high today. I mean, they showed him with the sunglasses on. I mean, the guy lives Stoner Randy's gimmick from MTV back in the day. Let's, without further ado, bring the great Mark Griffin in here, who is all natural today. Griff, you got your toes in the sand. Brother, let's talk about it. You're in Maui. Our basketball team had an 0-2 start, and a lot of people are going to go, "Yeah, that's what I was expecting." Boy, I'll tell you what, man. They've played really well to be 0-2. I mean, they've played as well as humanly possible to come out of those two games 0-2. I'm really proud of the way they've played, and I want your thoughts.
Tony, I couldn't agree more about how proud I am of how the Vols have come out in Maui and really played aggressively and just played great team ball. You know, had a lot of turnovers, but nonetheless, that's going to happen in early part of the season as well. But I think you got to give Coach Barnes and staff credit for the guys they've ran in and ran out of the court to try to get some people in, you know, to get some minutes and trying to get some sort of balance of chemistry of this young squad that you're going to hear a lot. Of course, they're going to call them young all year.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that my big takeaway is I think the team really just has grown up so far on this trip and has really bonded well.
Which, and you've been around them, I'm sure, which is really one of the reasons why these preseason events are so special around the holiday season. But for a basketball team, the opportunity to be a part of one of these in a field like this, where Tennessee was thought to be a sacrificial lamb when first looked at. And if you think about it, these things sometimes don't go according to plan. I mean, look, Oregon almost ended up in that game against the Silver Swords, Griff, and who would have thought that? I mean, they were a cat's whisker from going out of this thing.
No, you're right. And they were, if I'm not mistaken, Tony, you know, your callers would know, they were preseason number four, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they had four of the top 20 teams in this tournament.
Yep.
Coming in before the tournament started, you know, before some of these losses that some of these teams had,
yeah,
you know, before they made it here to Maui. So you've got a strong team. What's really going to be interesting, and I know Tennessee fans, I know that I'm this way, is to I look forward to following Oregon this season,
yep,
Wisconsin,
yep,
seeing how they do within their conference, because you're going to see these teams be in the top 20, top 10, I believe, you know, when the season's over, and may have a chance to win their own conference championship. And to see that Tennessee could play them so closely. Now, I don't believe in moral victories.
No.
But I do at the same time believe that it's something for the confidence factor for these young, yeah, gentlemen and student athletes to put together to say, hey, we can play with the Oregons. We can play with the Wisconsin.
Yep.
This is going to help us during SEC play, especially when they're on the road.
Mark, there are things that you get in a gym, and you're used to coaching and scouting and all that stuff that you don't get on television. Tell Bino, myself, and the thousands listening right now on TonyBasilio.com, on Periscope as well, what you saw in that gym today that maybe we didn't see on television. What were some of the things that you saw that either encouraged you or discouraged you?
Well, I saw one of the things that really stood out was Mostella was smiling throughout the whole game. I don't know how much the cameras had him focused, but
no,
he just played an amazing game today. And I don't have the stats, and I'm a stat guy, Tony.
Yeah.
I love to look at stats, and maybe if you haven't gone through those already, you can.
I will. Let me give them to you. Mostella today was 8 of 11, Mark. He had 25 minutes. You know, he was in foul trouble. He was 8 of 11 from the field, 3 of 6 from three-point land, 3 of 4 from the line. He had 9 rebounds in the game, Mark Griffin. He had,
wow,
4 turnovers in 25 minutes, and that is by far, Dietrich Mostella carried the Vols today, and in fact, when he leaves the game, it really killed them down the stretch because they had nobody to go to because Hubs remains, God bless him, an enigma. This guy had 6 points,
yeah,
today, Griff, and 5 turnovers. 6 points,
yeah,
and 5 turnovers.
And that's one of the things that stood out as well. And you know, I've been hard on Robert Hubs,
sure,
throughout his career. Just to get him to play hard is,
yeah,
all I'm asking for. And I know that's what the fans are asking, just to,
yep,
play hard and ask for the ball. You're a senior now. And people remember how you play as a senior, regardless,
yep,
of what you do your freshman through junior year.
Yep.
And I think in any sport, but especially basketball, going out, people remember your senior year. And this is it for him.
Yep.
So he's got to be the one that's really going to ask for the ball, take that last second shot, you know, when the clock goes down.
Yeah.
And we didn't see that today. And that was, you know, that was the part that was disappointing. On the opposing end, I was really impressed with Oregon's, personnel as, mm-hmm, far as, the athletes that,
mm-hmm,
we went up against. I mean, mm-hmm, some of these guys were just studs. I mean, you're going to see future pros. You may have discussed this as well, but I mean, Brooks, you know, it just shows that the championship-type players want the ball,
yep,
at the end of the game,
yep,
and he nailed it. I mean, he definitely stood out among everyone at the game. And Boucher, I really watched him. He was more of a punk to me. He
a
was
punk?
Really complaining.
P-U-N-K, punk, okay.
He complained, Tony, the entire game. When he got pulled out, the head went down.
Mm.
When calls were made, he was, you know, chirping to the officials. He was chirping to some of the Tennessee players. Now, he's a great shot blocker. I take nothing away from his game. But I think he could be one that may be a little cancer for Oregon if they don't get that under control, because he was playing more individualistic than I would have liked to seen from Oregon's standpoint. But they've got a fine team, and they did a really good job on the Pritchard kid, who had 18 points yesterday and were able to contain him. So I was really, really proud of this Tennessee team.
Bino, jump in here with Mark Griffin here on your Smart Way Garza Law Firm Tennessee Basketball Overtime.
Mark, happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Well, happy early Thanksgiving to you, Bino.
Hey, Mark, one of my most encouraging takeaways from this is young and small doesn't usually translate into good defensively.
Yep.
I think we've got a good defensive basketball team. I don't have a clue what happened against Appalachian State, but this against these two teams that we played, Wisconsin and Oregon, we've been much better defensively than I expected, and we've rebounded much better than I expected.
No, you're right. And I went to practice a couple days ago, and I was really surprised how hard Coach Barnes and staff put this team through rigorous defensive drills throughout. And Coach Barnes was very vocal. I know, you know, you hear that he's, you know, kind of gives a lot of authority to his assistants. He does delegate, but when all said and done, he was running that practice, and he was really hard on the team, and they got after it. I mean, you had guys, you know, that were bent over, hands on their, you know, on their knees. And just really got after it aggressively, defensively. And this was the scout, they were scouting Wisconsin, Bino, when I went and watched the practice. But they really got after it, ran full court a lot, you know, to get the, jet lag out of them from this long trip. Cause it is a long trip over here to Maui. But I was real impressed as well. Another one that really stood out that we'll probably talk about is Fulkerson. I don't know how he looked on TV, but he had a really great presence in overtime, and it was really uplifting to watch him play and rebound and go to the free throw line. I know he missed a few free throws, but at least he's at the free throw line. And that's something that he's going to have to continue to do to really build upon this great game, especially in overtime that he played. And another individual that really stood out to me, and it may not have been for his great shooting, but it's because he kept shooting. It was Jordan Bowden. They kept looking to him. He kept taking the shots. Coach Barnes, I was sitting there just, very close to the bench, and he kept saying, shoot the ball, Jordan, shoot the ball. So he's really encouraging these young players to shoot the ball, and he hit some big shots. So you saw a lot of good takeaways today from this Tennessee team.
A couple of things, other things, Mark, and you talked about Fulkerson, his free throw line, and he did have like a string of three that he missed. But he walked up there two down late in the game and nailed both of his free throws, which is big for me. And I also like the way Lamonte Turner played toward the end of the game with the game on the line.
Agreed.
Definitely. He definitely ran the show. And that's one thing that you've heard Coach Barnes talk about when he had, you know, with Bone running the offense. He wanted to get the team in the offense earlier. And I think you saw that with Lamonte today, was able to get the team in early offense. Now, they may have taken some shots under 10, which is fine because they're just trying to get a lot of passes, which I actually prefer if you can get a good shot under 10 seconds. If you're able to move the ball, so you're able to move your defense, so if the defense is not stagnant, your offense is not stagnant, and you're having the defense slide as you are to get a good shot. And Lamonte was able to do, an excellent job of getting that up-tempo and getting movement in the offense as well.
Griff, there were obviously some bright spots to come out of a win like this. You'd like to see us close the game out. What's going to be the reason Tennessee's going to be able to close games like this? What are we lacking right now that we need to come to the fore?
That's a good question. What we're lacking, I think you're lacking someone to step up. When Mostella came out, it was who was going to be the guy that was going to step in after he was hot, and we talked about Hubs, and if it wasn't Hubs, who could that player be that's going to be the go-to person that Coach Barnes can run a specialty play for? Because it seems like they run a lot of motion, but it wasn't an isolated play. I didn't see an isolated play that tried to focus on a weakness of Oregon's defense to take advantage of a situation. So we're going to – that's the key is – who's going to be able to step up when Mostella didn't, you know, when he was on the bench tonight? And I don't know that answer.
My name is Tony Basilio. That's the great Mark Griffin. Bino is along as well. Tennessee loses tonight, or today, I should say, to Oregon, and it is rather early for you still, Griff, right, in the day there?
Yes, it's 11:25 here in Maui.
Whatever you do, don't try that at home. That'll get you every time. Get you. As Tennessee loses today, but nonetheless, a really valiant effort from Tennessee and showed a lot of courage, a lot of guts. I think this team probably gained a lot of fans with the way they played today. And, you know, it's hard to argue when you see a team play as hard as Tennessee did today, guys. I 5,000% identify with this. You said you want some numbers. Here you go. Field goal percentage in the game. Tennessee shoots 38%. Oregon only 34%. Tennessee 21 of 56 from the field. Oregon 18 of 53. The Vols 23% from three-point land. Oregon 29% at 5 of 17. The Vols from the line 75%, 18 out of 24. Oregon 28 of 38. So they got the line more than we did. 14 times more, which is to be expected. I mean, they're bigger, they're deeper, they're more experienced. They got more of, quote-unquote, their shots. Tennessee has 25 turnovers, but forces Oregon, a very veteran team, into 21 turnovers, which has to make you feel good. Tennessee had 19 points off turnovers, Oregon 24. Tennessee out-rebounds Oregon, 42-37. Tennessee controls the defensive board, 30-26. Tennessee with more offensive rebounds, 12-11. Second chance points. The Vols had 8, Oregon had 10. Tennessee's bench outscores Oregon's bench. Hold your hand up if you thought you think you saw that coming. Of course, Mostella comes off Tennessee's bench by design. Tennessee with 43 bench points to Oregon's 27. Points in the paint, Griff. Honk if you thought this was coming. 26-26. Did you see that coming?
No.
How about this one? Fast break points, Tennessee 6, Oregon 6. How about this number? The Vols had 6 blocks in today's game to Oregon's 8. I mean, Tennessee really did a lot of things well. Could have won this game, should have won this game today. 11 steals to 9. They were tied in assists, 9 apiece. The Tennessee had 4 lead changes in the game. The game was tied for 7 minutes, and the final is 69-65, Oregon over Tennessee. Griff, do we know the starting time for tomorrow's game? Do you have that somewhere?
I don't yet. That's something that was asking me earlier. I don't. I want to say,
I'll get it.
And I can only speak for the time here. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to guess 8:30 in Maui, but I don't know. It's 5-hour difference.
Yeah, I'm guessing, Tony, it's going to be the same start time as today, 1:30. It should be the first game tomorrow. The 7 and 8 game should be the first game.
All right, let me look
here. So I'm assuming that'll be a 1:30 Eastern start.
7 and 8 place game is a 2 p.m. Eastern time, 9 p.m. start tomorrow on ESPNU. And we believe it'll be the Volunteers and your Silver Swords of Chaminade. Is that what I'm to believe here?
Yes.
Do you know anything about them, Griff?
Yes, I actually went and watched North Carolina play last night against Chaminade. Mm-hmm. And even though and North Carolina's at another level, mm-hmm. obviously, compared to Chaminade and a lot of other programs they're going to play this season, it was an excellent, excellent group of student athletes to watch play, Tony. But Chaminade, one thing that I really did like, they had fight. They did not give up. Even down 40 at the end, it was, you know, like a 10-point game throughout the first half, if some of your listeners watched the game late last night. And then North Carolina just had inside dominance as far as being able to take it to them and just played a great all-around offensive ball game. But Chaminade, a very aggressive team. We can't overlook anybody on the schedule. You sure can't overlook them. They've got a kid that I think you'll be impressed with. His number's 33. He will shoot the ball from not half court, but close.
Wow.
He looks to shoot a lot of threes, and he hit several yesterday. They've got a number three guard that's from Adelaide, Australia, that played really well, very aggressive point guard. But their best overall player was number 21, a left-hander. He probably scored about mid-20s against Carolina, and that's someone that's going to be a matchup concern for Tennessee if they play Chaminade tomorrow, because he probably shot 75% from the field and just played really aggressive. So those are at least a good scouting report if they do play Chaminade tomorrow.
Will you be catching North Carolina later, Griff?
No, tonight. That's it. I'm going to the beach.
That's it. That's it for you.
Yeah, that's it. I went last night, Carolina, and then today, and then we're going to head to the beach today. But what's interesting about this tournament, Tony, is you probably noticed this, and your listeners too, is they clear everyone out after every game. So when you have tickets, you buy a ticket per game, and then they clear the gym, and then 20 minutes before the game, they allow you, if you have a ticket for the following game, to re-enter. So that's how they do it here in Maui. I think it's 2,400 seats for people to watch. It's an excellent tournament. I mean, it's very intimate. You're right there, close. You're with family of some of the student athletes and some of the boosters and fans and people just want to get some sun. And even though Tennessee didn't have a huge travel team that came or travel as far as fans, very loud today. I thought outshone Oregon's fans who did travel very well today. So they were really, I think we did a really good job as far as fan support. And met some UT fans, Tony, that were wearing orange and white, that were living in Maui, that
went
to UT back in the day, and they were here to support the Vols. So that's always nice to see people support the orange and white in any sport.
That's great, man. And Griff had a chance when he was down there, Bino, to run into one of our own, Dave Nathan. Tell Bino what Dave Nathan is doing these days.
Yeah, good old Davey boy Nathan. Ran into him last night. He is doing radio for UNC basketball and was working with Eric Montross, if you remember Eric Montross back in the day.
Sure.
And is also working football. I believe he's sideline reporter. He's got some capacity with UNC football, but he's a radio guy with UNC. So I got to visit with him last night, and Tony gave you a big shout out to see how you were doing.
He's a beautiful
guy. I
know
you guys have crossed paths. And,
he's a beautiful
guy. Some of the other guys as well back in the day.
And hey, give me his number.
Give me his guy.
Yeah, because we're playing them in 2 weeks, and I want to catch up with them anyway. So,
yes,
I'm very proud of that young guy. It's another one of the young kids I started in the business who's out there doing his thing, and I've kind of lost touch with him. But him and Anna, they're incredible people. They've got a beautiful young family. And Dave is always a class act. I always knew Dave was going to do great, so we're really proud of him. Bino, Griff, any final thoughts here on the way out? You both have been absolutely incredible individuals today.
Just a couple of things, and I don't want to end on a negative here, so I'll post something else out. But,
yes.
Griff, one of my early concerns watching this team is what I feel like with a team as young as we are, we need some upperclassmen to give us more than we're getting out of Robert Hubb and more than we're getting out of Lou Evans.
Yes. I would agree, and that's something that I noticed today as well, where Lou Evans actually had a couple of shot opportunities, and I don't know why he's so hesitant to shoot the ball. I don't even know if he can shoot the ball.
Whoa, wait a
he's
second.
He's probably taken three shots the whole season.
Hang on a second. No, he was known as a pretty good distance shooter last year. Friend of mine's real close to the coach at Nevada. Coach at Nevada said, Musselman, said he shot us out of a couple games last year. Like, literally, he blew us out. Lou Evans can play.
He may find his comfort zone, but we certainly need some rebounding and some interior defense out of him. He's the biggest guy on the squad, looks like to me. If Fulkerson had that kind of weight on him, he would be a monster, I believe. So we need more out of Lou Evans, and we certainly need more out of Robert Hubbs, but, all in all, I thought for a young basketball team playing top 12 caliber basketball teams, I don't think that I could have asked for any more than what our team's given us the last 2 days.
All right, let me sneak a phone call in here. Hello, and welcome on. You're on with, let's do this one more time. You're on, You're on with, Beanstar and also Marky Boy Griffin. Hello, welcome.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Raj, hey, welcome in, man. Go right ahead, buddy.
Well, I just wanted to, listen to y'all, I just wanted to tell you, Tony, you know, I coach y'all a lot about the game today, hey, Griff, how you doing today?
Hey,
there,
good.
Griff.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I just wanted to tell you, first, real quick, talk to Tony, buddy, and, you know, and Griff, I coach y'all, but the game, the effort was great, great effort today. Your team was ranked tournaments a lot, but great effort, but team was really great effort. It's really awesome, really awesome effort. Do you think that this could get this? I know it's awesome. I know we're 0-2, but you think that this can help us like our kids still coming up? No play tomorrow. Who play tomorrow?
We're going to play the loser of the Chaminade-UConn game, and right now, Rod, Chaminade's on top of UConn early. And UConn's not off to the best of starts. But that's a great question Raj has, guys. Bino and Griff, what do you all think about this game and this serving as a springboard for this team? Does it serve as a springboard?
I definitely think it serves as a springboard because you got guys that you're trying to form some chemistry with a lot of guys that are new to the program, mm-hmm. and like Dino said, you're trying to get something out of your experienced players, and one thing I'd like to add too is I'd like to see a little bit more out of Alexander as far as doing more offensively. Now I don't know if he's got bad hands or if they're just making bad passes, mm-hmm. but he seems to struggle to me right now, Tony and Dino, to get his game together. I have seen vast improvement from last year, and I'm watching several practices that I've gone through this year.
Yep.
I've been impressed with his improvement overall, his physicality and the way he shoots free throws and just overall strength of his body and defensively, but we got to get something out of him offensively as well, and we just didn't see that. I haven't seen that yet during this tournament. I'm hoping that maybe we'll see something tomorrow, but for Tennessee to progress, we're going to have something from Kyle as well.
Give me a final thought here. Go ahead, Bino.
I really like his rebounding ability and his potential to kind of be a rim protector for us. The thing that frustrated me last year and has continued to so far this year is what you're saying, inability to finish when he has opportunities down there. I thought if he got more relaxed and just a little bit more experience, that would come, and maybe it will, and we certainly need it to.
Hey, Griff, on the way out, not trying to be nitpicky here as you get off on the, Bill Walton was talking about him. Of course, you're not privy to this, but Bill Walton has just had a stream of consciousness thing going today. But one of the things that he did say in between hash brownies and spirulina was he was discussing looking at Alexander. He said, watching him, he just looks like a basketball player. He looks like he should be a great player. And you just wonder about him because, you know, in a game where a lot of people showed out, where they needed him, he only played 7 minutes, and he only grabbed 2 boards, and he only shot 3 shots, so he's kind of passive, and he's not really doing a lot for a guy his size. When you look at a guy like Fulkerson, who is undersized when you look at just the girth of the human being that's on the floor, and Fulkerson's probably not as athletic as he is, yet Fulkerson looks like a much better basketball player than him. No offense. Am I wrong, Griff?
No, I mean, I agree. I mean, we could go into this in a lot of time here as far as the development of Kyle Alexander and how much Tennessee is going to need him, especially in SEC play, because the strength alone, you know, you're going to get beat up inside.
Yep.
Unfortunately, today, being able to out-rebound Oregon and make them have the significant number of turnovers. If you look at the stats alone, you'd think that Tennessee would have won this game. But back to Alexander is just, you know, I know coach is going to go gently with him. He just seems like that guy. You just got to, you can't ride him. I haven't seen him ride him at practice like he has, other personnel, because he is working, and you have to coach people individually. You know, you just coach people fair, not the same. And with him, he has developed, but like Mino was saying, I mean, he's just got to finish. And, we need to see more of that.
Great.
And those two.
Yep.
Fulkerson looks like a guy that's been playing basketball his whole life. And Kyle Alexander looks like a guy that's been playing volleyball and soccer like he was up until,
yep,
what, 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll develop him. He sure is a fine-looking athlete. Boy, I'd like to see him on a soccer field. Hey, Griff, on the way out, give me a final couple of takeaways, and I appreciate your time, brother.
Oh, my pleasure. One thing I was really impressed with as well that looked better in person that maybe looked on TV, and I don't know what his stats were for the day, but I'm becoming a Grant Williams fan. Just for the sense that the kid just plays hard. It's a shame he's not 2 inches or 3 inches taller, but, I saw him in summer league. I know summer league is a guards game where, you know, the big guys don't get the ball as much as they probably should in summer league. And Tony, he looked terrible in summer league, the game that I saw him play. And I was like, who is this guy? He's not even going to play at UT. And to watch him over the last 2 days, I've been really impressed with his aggressiveness and some of the little things that he does that may not be in the stats as far as rebounds, but it may be just a help side defense, talking on defense, the little things, ball deflections. But that's something that I've really been impressed with him, and looking forward to see his development as well.
Wonderful talking to both of you. Griff, great job. Bino, great job. Happy Thanksgiving to both you guys. If I don't talk to you tomorrow, we'll be back on after tomorrow's, what time's that game start tomorrow? Somebody talk to me again. 1:30?
2 o'clock.
Yeah, so we'll be back on after tomorrow's game as well, hopefully, for a quick one of these after Tennessee gets a win down there in Maui, hopefully. Chaminade and UConn are tied at 18 as we leave you. Griff, my best to you. My best to Lindsay. Thank you, brother.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bino, happy trails to you, brother. I love you, man.
Happy Thanksgiving, Tony. Thanks for everything.
I'm thankful for you, man. I'll say that. Thank you.
Thankful for you as well. I appreciate everything, Tony. Thanks.
Thank you. And I'm thankful as well that looks like we're going to have a fun basketball team to watch this year. I love the effort. I'll take that effort any day of the week. Absolutely. 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 Tennessee today loses 69-65. Tomorrow at TonyBasilio.com, the latest on the athletic directorship search, which is never easy here. It's never easy. Also, what are we going to talk about tomorrow? Oh, tons of stuff. Tons of stuff. Tomorrow we're live at Bearden Hill Fieldhouse. Till we meet again, for all those behind the scenes, hope you have yourself a great day. Be blessed. Take care. Go Vols, go. Word, you in the joint, the night. Tony Basilio welcoming you to another edition of Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Tennessee loses today 69-65. Smartway Guards, a law firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. The Vols now 0-2 in the Maui Gym Invitational Tournament. Tennessee falls to 1-3 on the young season. And Tennessee loses 69-65 today in overtime. Played really, 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 really well. Really well today. We'll get some numbers here. 865-200-5402. Mostella fouls out. 22 points. Only played 25 minutes in the game. 22 points in 25 minutes. And if it's not for Mostella, Tennessee is probably out of that thing early. But he played really well. The rest of the team played very well as well. And if you want to get in, 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. Bino DeGreat, welcome in, brother. Your thoughts on what we saw from our basketball volunteers. I'd say it was a pretty freaking great effort from them.
You know, Tony, we're 0-2 here in Maui, but
yeah.
It's been about as encouraging an 0-2 as you can have.
I agree.
For a young, small basketball team, this team's really well coached.
Yep,
and they defend really well to be so young and so small.
Mark Griffin coming up. He's at the event. And so the former Vol hoopster who will join us all during the year on the Tony Basilio Show, and also on these extra programs as we do them, I want to thank everybody that's joining us on the app. And Admiral Schofield today was suspended due to disciplinary problems today, Bino, and they really could have used him.
Yeah, they could have used his strength over there, Tony. You know, Oregon was so big, contested just about everything that we tried to do down underneath.
Yeah.
And with Alexander in foul trouble, we didn't have that rim protector, except I thought Fulkerson did a good job
yeah.
in his stead.
You know, I tease some people about him in the interim, but I got to say this. I'm pretty impressed with him, what I've seen so far, and I'm also very impressed with the way Tennessee played today. So I tip my cap to them. If you want to get in with those 865-200-5402. Bino, other thoughts on what you saw today? And again, our number is 865-200-5402. Another observation is that I think our backcourt's a little better than I thought we would be.
Yeah, I agree, Tony. We had way too many turnovers today.
Yes.
You know, Lamonte Turner's been good, and this was without Bone in there.
That's right.
I thought Lamonte Turner was good today. I like Bowden. I think he can give us some outside shooting.
Mm-hmm.
This team has more bodies. I didn't know if we had more players, but we do. I think it's going to give Barnes an opportunity to run so many people in there that at the very least we're going to defend at a high level for all 40 minutes.
Yeah, the issue is going to be who's going to score. Because if you look at it today in the game, Williams has 3, Hubs has 6, and Hubs is a senior, just got to do more than that. He had 6 points and 5 turnovers in 31 minutes, Bino, to go with 8 rebounds. 3 of 7 from the field. I mean, the guy just has to do more than that. Alexander, I mean, you'd expect him to struggle a little bit in a game like that. He only played 7 minutes in the game. Bowden, 9 points. Excellent job by him as he goes 3 of 11, shooting the ball too much from 3-point land. He was 1 of 7 from 3-point land, but you know, this team is going to be what they are, which is to say they're going to be able to hang in some games like this if some guys can score. And then they're going to get blown out of games like this if guys can't score. That's one of the reasons why I talk about the importance of recruiting better players. You saw that in the last two games. I mean, that All-American hit that three-pointer when the time came, Bino. And, you know, when we watched Bruce Pearl basketball all those years, that's the way the cookie's going to crumble. I mean, somebody's got to score for these guys. Somebody has to score for these guys for them to be effective. And Fulkerson is really impressive from that standpoint. He's got to feel very good about himself. He played some excellent competition, a long team today, and went out there and put up 12 points to go with 10 boards, to go with 2 assists, and he only turned the ball over one time in 37 minutes. Now, you're not going to get a better day out of a guy like that. I mean, I thought that was a really impressive showing for him.
Yeah, when he gets a little strength, Tony, where he can anchor down underneath, where he can shoot a little half hook or something like that down underneath. He does all of the blue collar stuff really well already. You can tell he's a really good, a really well schooled basketball player. It's just a matter of him getting strong enough.
865-200-5402 is our number if you want to get in with us. Love to get your thoughts as we're wide open for you. After Tennessee is victorious today, this is our first Smart Way Garza Law Firm Tennessee basketball overtime of the year, as we'll be doing this throughout the season intermittently. And if this team continues to play the way they are, we'll be doing it more than I thought we would, because this team is better than I thought they would be. So that said, other things that stand out in the box score, Bino, the Vols turned the ball over, you already mentioned that, 25 times, but with their defensive effort, they held a rather potent Oregon team. At least they were thought to be potent. Now, they struggled last night against Georgetown, same way. I mean, they had Bino in the first half last night under 20 points. They went to the 16-minute mark last night, the third TV timeout, and had 17 points. So, for whatever reason, they had trouble throwing it in the ocean. Now, one of two things either happened over there in Hawaii. We played two teams that are overrated, or we're better than people thought we were. And well, I don't know which one. I don't pretend to know which one is game yet.
We defended and rebounded much better. I believe there's a little bit of both of those in there, Tony. I don't think that we saw either Wisconsin or Oregon on top of their game.
Right.
But it could be that we're good enough defensively that we're going to make teams have to kind of scuffle to get there. The thing that I was more impressed with is that we did not get killed on the boards in either game the way that I thought that we would. Matter of fact, we out-rebounded Oregon. I don't remember about Wisconsin, but we were in the neighborhood with them, and I thought that's an area we would get killed in both games.
Yeah, let's look at some of the numbers in the game. For Tennessee in the game, they finished with 65 points, or 21 of 56 from the field. They shoot 37%. They shoot 5 of 22 from three-point land. Too many three-point attempts. In fact, I didn't like going for three at the end of the game there. In my mind, the way we should have played 3-2, I think, Bino. I don't like that approach, but whatever. I mean, if you're gonna settle for a three, get a good three. Don't get an off balance three from the top of the wing. But that's just me. Tennessee 37% from the field, 22% from 3-point land. Tennessee 5 of 22 from 3-point land. It's too much. Too many 3-pointers. From the line, the Vols get to the line 24 times, shoot 75%, 18 of 24, 42 boards in the game, 9 assists, 25 turnovers, and almost lived to tell about it. Generally, you turn the ball over 25 times, combined with 37% shooting, you're going to get blown out. But they
I don't know how many points they had off turnovers, Tony. I know at one time early in the second half they had like 16 points.
I'll get you some of that.
Off of our turnovers.
Points off turnovers. I'll get you some of that.
The three-point thing, Tony, and I agree with you, mm-hmm. I just wonder what this team's going to be able to do against teams that play a zone any amount of time other than shoot a three-pointer. I don't know what our other options are because Alexander's not really an option.
No.
And they're going to knock Fulkerson around. Yep. I don't know that he's an option. So I don't know what you're going to do against the zone other than try to shoot over the top of it with this team.
That's why I'm advocating recruiting a higher caliber of player, but enough of that. I'll say this. Points off turnovers today for Tennessee, they got 19. Oregon got 24 points off of our turnovers, which is really the difference in the game. They got 24 points off 25 turnovers. It was a game where both teams struggled to play offense. Both teams struggled to play cohesively, offensively. And it was a game that only featured, Bino, believe it or not, 4 lead changes. Though the game went into overtime, the game was only tied for 7 minutes. Oregon had the lead in the game, 29 minutes and 55 seconds, and Tennessee almost stole one. and almost stole one. 865-200-5402. If you want to get in with us today, we are live with you today at TonyBasilio.com, also on the app at Periscope. And if you want to jump in with us, we'd love to hear from you. 865-200-5402 is our number. Let's get as many folks in here as humanly possible, and we'll start with our first call. Mark Griffin, by the way, coming up from the aisle himself. Let's get our first call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, what's going on, brother? It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, welcome in.
Hey, man, it was good to hear you jump on here. I've been checking to see, and I knew you well, man. I knew you'd give them a kudos for playing hard and jump on here, man. I appreciate you doing that. What about John Fulkerson today?
Yep.
With a double-double, led the team in minutes. I'm sure you've already went into that, or you will. That kid goes in there and knows what Coach wants. He wants rebounds, and he took some ill-advised threes, and I noticed that Coach lets him do that. I'm agreement with you and Bino both. We've got to probably find a way to kind of reel that in, but there's something that Barnes is doing. I can't believe I'm saying that, giving Barnes heads up. There's something he's doing that's different, man. I like for us to be able to stay in the game the way we did. The stats, like you said, to listen to them, you would think that we were blown out. To shoot 5 of 22 from three-point land, to have that many turnovers, to have Schofield. Think about that. To have Bone and Schofield both not in the game. I don't know, man. It seemed like Barnes, he was coaching today.
No, he did a nice job of last year's team. My frustration with him in the offseason is not that he can't coach. He's a Hall of Fame basketball coach. My frustration is, go get some players.
Recruiting, yeah.
Hey, if you combine some players out there today, you'd have yourself a fantastic team.
Come on. And I'm going to jump off and listen, as they all say, but what about our boy Billy Boy Walton there? Has he been in the clouds or what, brother?
Wow.
He's enjoying some Maui Scowie.
Maui Scowie and mescaline for Bill Walton. I wonder how much acid Bill Walton has dropped in the last week.
Love you, brother.
Thank you. Good talking to you.
I don't hear him much because he does so many late games.
Right.
And I actually enjoyed it a little bit just mm-hmm. simply because it's like you said, it was commentating on acid. It was kind of like sitting up in the stands with one of your buddies.
Yesterday he went on a riff about how Tennessee, Jed, Bonnaroo, this, that, and the other. I mean, when the man starts talking about Bonnaroo, come on, man. Let's go with that. Yeah, he's funny.
He said Schofield was out for crimes against human decency.
I love him. At one point in the second half, he goes, "Where's Mostella? How come he isn't taking a shot?" And that Roxy Burns.